Russian President Vladimir Putin made a surprise proposal during the G8 summit in the German resort of Heiligendamm on Thursday when he offered to his US counterpart George Bush to share a base to detect missile attacks. Mr. Putin offered President Bush the joint use of a radar station in Azerbaijan as an alternative to US plans to station parts of a missile shield in the Czech Republic and Poland, an idea fiercely criticized by Russia. Czech officials have so far adopted a wait-and-see attitude to Moscow's proposal. Pavla Horáková reports.
Russia has angrily opposed the US plans to extend its missile shield to Poland and the Czech Republic, with President Putin threatening to aim Russian missiles at European targets. Now Mr. Putin's latest idea involves using a former Soviet radar in Azerbaijan. The facility continues to operate under an agreement between Russia and the Azerbaijan government, and information from that radar site could be provided to the United States and other countries in Europe. President Bush called the proposal interesting and suggested military experts from both sides should meet, put their proposals on the table and try and come up with a solution that would provide protection to all three regions, the United States, Europe, as well as Russia. Czech Defense Minister Vlasta Parkanová called Mr. Putin's offer for a joint base in Azerbaijan a bolt out of the blue. Nevertheless, she welcomed the possibility that the United States, NATO and Russia might begin to cooperate on anti-missile defense. That view is shared by Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg and also Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, who welcomed the fact that Mr. Putin is willing to seek agreement. However, the Czech Prime Minister is reserved to the latest proposal.
I see it as an effort by Vladimir Putin to maintain a sphere of influence in Central Europe. It may not be such an accommodating idea as it first appears, but without more details, I can't comment further.
In the meantime, negotiations are in process on the possible stationing of a US radar base between the Czech and the US sides. Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek.
My budeme teď odpovídat do července na návrh některých prvních smluv.
By July, we now need to submit our response to the draft contracts of mainly technical nature. At the moment, it's mostly preparations of contracts within the NATO status of forces, which is a key contract on the deployment of foreign units on our territory. But at some stage, a decision will have to be made on the exact location and the specific conditions under which the radar might be stationed.
The Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek ending that report by Pavla Horáková.